We've all got a checkered past. As a matter of fact, with me, I did something when I was a younger guy. I don't want to say my age, but I didn't realize it at the time, and I'm vague booking right here.
Vague booking?
No, but legit, like, I saw my life, like, flash before me, because if the cop that was driving down the street would have looked to his left and seen me...
What were you doing, smoking a bowl?
No, like, I would have been... It was a very big crime. I didn't even realize that I was... I don't want to say anymore. I'm not proud of it. I did something when I was young and dumb.
Well, what I don't know what that means. Were you driving under the influence?
No.
Were there certain acts being done as you were driving?
No, it was a criminal thing. It was more of like a business thing. I'm just so afraid to say it.
I don't know what you were. Oh, you were hooking on the side of the road. You were a prostitute for a time.
Yeah.
That's what it is?
That's what it was.
Okay.
I'm so afraid, Alex, because of statute of limitations.
Sure.
I don't know if I can go to jail
Understandable.
Or not.
Yeah, you definitely should be afraid.
If there are any cops, if you could call in, I'll tell you what I did. I just want to know if I can get in trouble for that or not. 317-239-1009. Point is, we all have a checkered pass, but we're rewarding you for that this morning. If you share your checkered pass, we'll hook you up. Whoever has the best story, in our opinion, we're going to vote on it. You'll get tickets to the Children's Museum After Dark event on Friday, June 2nd. That's for adults, 21+. Jessica, you're on the Joan Alex Show. So what did you do?
So in college, I worked at a bookstore, and I was taking money from the register, and they blamed it on one of my coworkers who was hearing impaired, and she got fired, and I never said anything.
Jessica!
That
gosh.
Is so terrible.
Does that eat at your conscience still to this day?
It does. It really does. Sometimes I'll think about it, and I'm like, I should have never done that.
That's what if she's listening?
Oh, she's not.
She's not. She's hearing
that.
Impaired.
I hope not.
She can't. Not. I don't think so. Probably not. That's not funny, dude. Listen, I don't know how I can reward Jessica with this if it's so bad what she did. Like, I know we're asking for your checkered pass, but I feel so bad for what she's still laughing. I'm not judging you,
horrible,
Jessica,
horrible.
But you need Jesus.
We're going to hell.
You vote for sure. Hey, Jessica, hang on the line. We might pick your terrible, terrible self. God, are we letting everybody through with these checkered pass like that? Wow. Good morning, Anonymous. What did you do in your past?
Well, I worked at a department store. I can't say the name of it because some of them are still open, but I actually was dating a girl there, and I ended up sleeping with her.
Hey.
I guess he told her. Yeah, he told her sister about it. I slept with her sister, and I guess the sister told the mom, and I ended up sleeping with the mom.
Whoa!
And two sisters. Not at the same time, but it was a chain of events, and I was like, uh-oh, this isn't good.
Are you like the hottest guy in the world? Are you just like the biggest dude in the world? Like, how did you get all three of these
yeah,
women?
Yeah, you have some game.
I really don't. I guess I hate to say it, word of mouth, but I was like, wow. And I'll be honest with you, the mom was the best out of all three of them.
Good Lord.
Experience.
Who are these people listening to our show? All right.
I don't know, but see, no, I kind of want to reward him for that one.
No, that's a really good one. Definitely keep him in mind.
Hang on the line. You're in consideration for this. Let's go to Rachel. Hey, Rachel, let's hear about your checkered past. What happened? What'd you do?
So when I first moved to Indianapolis, I worked for a bank, and I worked for this woman that was the devil, who talked crap to everyone. And if you've ever seen the movie Mallrats, I think palmed her desk phone.
Oh, my gosh! I love that movie.
I thought it would be fitting and appropriate, since she did it anyway.
Wow.
Now, how did you do it? Did you, did she know it was you? Like, did you ever get caught?
I don't think she had any clue. And it's such a disgusting thing that I'm actually admitting on the radio, like sticking her phone near my backside. But
it's okay. You know what? That's what we're here for. This is a safe place. It's a judgment-free zone.
That phone had really crappy reception afterwards.
It did. And every time she would take a call, I would just like look at her, the little devil in me, like, ha ha.
Oh, man.
How's my butt smell?
That is vile. Okay, definitely we're keeping you in mind.
All right, Rachel, hang on the line. Let's do one more real quick here. Ashley... Let's go to Ashley. Ashley, you're on the Joan Alex Show. Tell us about your checkered past. What happened?
Okay, well, I moved to Florida when I was 15. I'd lived in Indiana my entire life. So my parents up and moved me to Florida. Well, I hated it. Hated my parents, everything. I ran away when I was 16. And I ran away. I went to North Carolina and a bunch of other states. And my dad didn't find me until it was like 3 weeks before my 18th birthday. He actually had to hire a private investigator to find me.
Whoa.
And he had to drive to Charlotte, North Carolina to come pick me up.
Holy crap!
That's a long way to go. I'm kind of proud of you for making it that far.
Were you on milk cartons?
No, I was not on milk cartons.
That's when you know you made it, when you're on a milk carton.
I know. Were you on Unsolved Mysteries?
No, but I actually got asked by the FBI if I wanted to tell them my story, because I guess the people that I was hanging out with weren't very nice.
Uh-oh.
And they were major drug dealers and stuff like that. So,
do you know the other guy who we talked to whose family was part New El Chapo?
Yeah, I heard that.
Maybe you two are cousins.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow, that is really wild.
Yeah, no kidding. You guys can share the tickets.
Your poor parents. Do you regret doing that? Like putting your parents through that or no?
I didn't at the time, but now I do. I'm actually 23 now and I have a daughter of my own and I've not on drugs. I have a full-time job in college.
Oh, good for you.
Yay.
My dad actually passed away in January, and I think about those 2 years that I didn't have with him.
Yeah.
So it was really hard, but I wouldn't be the person that I am today. I would probably be some 23-year-old with a kid who's still partying and not caring about my life.
Well, that's
so, but
true.
I did graduate high school. I'm going to college. I have a full time job, and I take care of my baby girl, and I own my own house.
Wow!
So, I don't think I would be that person had I not done the things that I did.
I feel inspired. You're like Oprah this morning, just preaching.
I know. Look at you making me messed up in here. Somebody chopping onions. All right, Ashley, that's a pretty good story too about a checkered past. So hang on the line. Here's what we need to do.
We need to
use our brain power here. Joe, Alex, and producer MYK.
The guy who slept with the two sisters and the mom.
We need to think about this and table the ideas.
Girl.
The butt phone girl.
And then what was the other one? The one about was her name Jessica? What was that girl?
Well, we got Katie, who's 24-year-old, who hides her boyfriend now or whatever. We've got El Chapo. We got Bobby, who got stabbed in the head and lit his sister's hair on fire.
No, those were good, but no, none of those. No.
Jessica stole money and blamed it on the deaf girl.
That was it.
Rachel farted on her boss's phone.
Okay, so I like the girl that blamed the deaf girl, the phone farter.
Well, let's think about it. And then you can also let us know your opinion on Twitter, too. Help us out a little bit.
You don't
Joe
like a guy
Alex
that
show.
Lit a girl's hair on fire?
They were kids, though. It wasn't as sad as an adult.
Everybody does that. All right, let's think about this. Let's deliberate.